Do we have any certified numbers yet as far as the appraisal district is concerned? Let me stop. Let me get your thoughts first on Ronnie Jackson before we move on to this other stuff.
Yes, City of Bryan had another great loss yesterday in our Bryan family with the loss of Ronnie Jackson, employee of 18 years, Youth and Neighborhood Services Director for many years, host mentor, mentor of all our youth here in the Brazos Valley, probably one of the most beloved citizens of Bryan-College Station. I know we're all in shock. It's been a tough year with the loss of our two firefighters, and we lost our city manager in College Station, and then Ronnie Jackson. His office was next to mine, so I frequently got to see Ronnie from time to time and visit with him and learned a lot from him. I'm a better person because of my friendship with Ronnie. We first met back when I got out of school and at A&M and was a host or mentor. So Ronnie's impacted this community greatly. He will be missed. His funeral services, I think you mentioned earlier, at Christ United Methodist Church Friday at 2 p.m. Yep. But we keep him, Kelly, his wife, and his family in our prayers. And again, he's made a difference in our community, and I hope that everyone will be touched by his life and by his example and will continue to make a difference in this community for Ronnie's sake.
Yeah, if we'd all do 10% of what Ronnie did, be a better place. Kevin is saying, we were talking earlier this morning or yesterday, both of us done morning shows. He was, for a long time, a spokesman. When we really didn't have an official PIO for the city of Bryan, Ronnie would come in. He was great because we'd sit around and chat and joke afterwards, and he was a great fellow.
He was just a neat guy.
Yeah, he really was. Did a lot of stuff for us. Okay, so certified tax numbers from the appraisal district. Do we have that yet?
We're supposed to get those by the end of this month, so I would expect those any day, any minute now, and we're hoping that the number's going to be up slightly higher than 2012. So we'll see how that goes, and then that'll help us figure out our budget for this next year. But I haven't seen the certified numbers yet.
Property tax rate, proposed property tax rate, anything you can share with us there as far as your thoughts?
Well, I don't anticipate the council increasing the tax rate if I understand the way our council operates and as conservative as we are, we're going to look at reducing our tax rate again for the second year in a row. So that is my goal as mayor, is to look at another slight reduction in our property tax rate for this year. But again, we have seen some growth in a tough economy. Our sales tax has been very healthy. We've had a lot of new construction, a lot of new development in Bryan. And so, by attracting those businesses and those entities and those new residences to town will help us reduce that tax rate and still offer the same quality services for our citizens.
Sure. Speaking of development, obviously there was a lot of discussion with the development on the west side, 600 homes, discussions about setbacks and such, and yet there was not really any discussion about Romero Galindo's project, which is about 50 acres across from Mary Branch. How are these two different that there was so little discussion on the Galindo project?
Well, you're talking about 600 homes. It affects the area and the neighborhoods a lot more than the 50-acre development, which is going to be multifamily and, around Traditions Golf Course in that area. So it's impacting some of the residences around there a lot less. But, they've got that was recently annexed into the city of Bryan, so you still got a county road that's not completely paved on Chick Lane that comes out on one end. So I know everyone was concerned about ingress and egress into this neighborhood, and where 600 potential residents will be entering and exiting that subdivision off of Villa Maria, and so that was where some of the concerns been talked about the setbacks and. But we're excited to have, potential 600 new homes. It's going to bring in about $10 million in tax base in the next, 10, 15 years when they're all complete. Mr. Galindo's deal, he's done quite a bit on the west side. He is west side of Bryan, so to speak.
He's been there for decades, right?
He was, I always say he was west side before west side was cool. So that's Ram. So he'd be excited to hear that. But we're excited about his development. We've got two or three others that are happening out there and on the east side. So we've got a lot of new subdivisions, a lot of new residential opportunities that we're seeing for the first time in many years in Bryan. So we are encouraging development. We're encouraging development in that 200 to 400 price range. We've had a shortage of mid-range homes in Bryan on the new construction end for many years, and we've got a lot of folks that are now addressing those needs. And we've been very successful on the high-end homes. There's more high-end homes sold in Bryan than in College Station these days. If you're looking at over $400,000 or $500,000 homes, with Traditions and Miramont and Park Hudson and those subdivisions and we've also had quite a few affordable first-time home buyer type homes that are available. But those prices kind of keep going up, and now that's 150 to 250 range. Mm-hmm. So we need some new subdivisions. We're getting those. We're seeing new development, a lot of new retail development coming in, and it's not just West Bryan. It's East Bryan. It's the Central Business Corridor and some redevelopment projects, and then we're seeing a lot that's fixing to happen on the north end because of the Texas Triangle Park. When you're going to put, you know, potentially 800 new jobs out there in the next 24 months, they need places to eat, places to live, and so we're going to see a lot of growth and development out on the north end too.
Jason Bayansky joining us this morning. The last council, there was some debate about the extension of the contract of a private collector because the municipality, the city had some delinquent accounts. And Chuck Condrilla spoke to that, but I didn't necessarily hear any of your thoughts on that. So I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on the one-year extension of that company.
Yeah, I had no problem with the one-year extension. They've done a good job for the city of Bryan. I think it's important that we worked with that company because they also work with College Station. They work with Brazos County. So they're kind of in our area. They're working on our best benefits for the citizens of Bryan. There were other companies that had bidded in the past, but they didn't do collections. I'm not a proponent of hiring more employees to come in and have to worry about collections. This company, this law group, they take care of the collections and the whole full gamut. So I've been pleased with them. I think they have a 70% collection rate. I think Councilmember Condola, it wasn't as much about the entity as it was about the process and, you know, and whether we go out for requests for proposals or requests for qualifications every year or every other year. And it does take a lot of staff time if you do that every year. So maybe we do it every 2 years. So we did vote to do the RFQ every 2 years for that particular entity.
Okay. Planning and zoning meets on Thursday. Couple of the items they have up there, two proposed nightclubs on Highway 30 between Hardy Whedon and Elmo Whedon Road. Your thoughts there?
Well, I haven't been privy to those nightclubs. It hadn't got to my office yet, Scott. So we're still just finalizing the tattoo parlors and all of that.
Well,
so,
that's the next question.
That's your next question.
I see that Arsenal is on there as well.
But we haven't talked about it as a council or with staff about the nightclubs. You know, it doesn't surprise me. We've got a lot of new growth and development. We're seeing a lot of the Northgate business owners that are looking in downtown Bryan right now for professional bars and adult bars and restaurants and establishments. So we're seeing that's all part of the new growth and development that we're seeing in Bryan. And it's not only around campus or next to campus. They're looking at other entities. But be interesting to see how that pans out with the new businesses there.
Yeah. And you mentioned that. I was just on Old College yesterday, and I hadn't been down that road in about a month, and y'all have put the light poles up and really have transitioned well to what College Station did in Northgate. So that's really a pretty smooth-looking transition right there.
It looks great. Yeah. We're quite proud of it. The staff and the contractors and folks have done a wonderful job. You know, we need to keep – we've been talking about South College, you know, pretty much from campus all the way to downtown Bryan and what else we can do to transition that route between campus and between our, you know, business districts and downtown districts in Bryan. So that's something else we'll be looking at. But, you know, it is slowly growing north, you know, in the student population and everything affiliated with A&M is funneling north also. So we've got to keep up with that infrastructure and make sure it looks good and that the citizens are proud of it. So if you haven't driven in those areas, I welcome you to go out and take a look at your tax dollars in use.
Yep, absolutely. What else you got for us today? Anything?
Glad to be back here again. We did talk about Ronnie, and again, please keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers. And we are fixing to get back into the fall grind here, so to speak, as soon as school starts back up. And, you know, said things have been going very well, in my opinion, in Bryan. We've got a lot of things that are happening and taking place, a lot of economic development. Two cities getting along very well. You named one of the top cities to live in here just a few days ago with mm-hmm. Kiplinger, so we're excited about that. On a political note, I did file for re-election this past Monday. Didn't want to get into too much of that at this point, but it's we did make that official. There's just so much else going on right now. We'll be talking about that in the next coming months.
All right.
Appreciate that opportunity.
Good. Thanks for the time.